Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The DH, Mickey Tettleton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Luis de los Santos. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The center fielder, John Shelby. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bill Gullickson. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dante Bichette. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dale Sviam. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Spears. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Kevin Brown. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Trammell hits a pop-up towards first. Stubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Deer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Yount. Deer reaches second base with a double. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Surhoff moves to second. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder fields it and throws to second for the out. Surhoff moves to third. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton strikes out. 1 out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Fryman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis de los Santos is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Fryman. The throw from Surhoff and he is out. Gantner applying the tag. 2 outs. Luis de los Santos is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. De los Santos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bichette hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sviem hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Shelby hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Spears hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of De Los Santos. Spears reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Molitor bunts for a single. Spears moves to third. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spears tags and scores. Molitor tags and moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Stubbs is walked intentionally. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Deere batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Deere is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Deere takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Fielder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fielder is 0 for 1 in the game. Fielder takes first base on ball 4. Deere moves to second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tettleton hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Deere scores. Fielder moves to third. It's Tigers, 1, Brewers, 1. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fryman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a line drive beyond second. Gantner can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Fielder scores. Tettleton moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Luis De Los Santos is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. De Los Santos is 0 for 1 in the game. De Los Santos strikes out. 2 outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Tettleton moves to third. Freeman moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive for a single. There's an error on the play. Gantner moves to second. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bichette is 0 for 1 in the game. Bichette hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gantner moves to third. One out. Dale Sviem batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sviem is 0 for 1 in the game. Sviem hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Spears hits a line drive into left field. De Los Santos settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Shelby is 0 for 1 in the game. Shelby hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff bunts towards the mound. Gullickson fields it and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to second. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stubbs is walked intentionally. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rob Deer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Deer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Fielder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fielder hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Bichette. Fielder reaches second base with a double. Deer moves to third. Julio Macardo now pitching. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tettleton strikes out. One out. Travis Freeman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Freeman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Freeman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sviam fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Deer scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Luis de los Santos. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bergman strikes out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Allenson is 0-2 in the game. Allenson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 6-1, Tigers. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Shelby is 0-2 in the game. Shelby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Milt Kiler now playing center field. John Shelby now playing left field. Dan Petrie now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bichette is 0-2 in the game. Bichette hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Tigers. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sviam is 0-2 in the game. Sviam hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Spears is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Spears hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Kiler. Spears reaches second base with a double. Sviam moves to third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 2-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Molitor hits a line drive off the glove of Freeman, and into shallow left field. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Sviam scores. Spears scores. It's 6-4, Tigers. Steve Searcy now pitching. Rick Dempsey pinch hits for BJ Surhoff. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dempsey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fielder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Yount is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive in front of the plate. Allenson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Allenson. Molitor scores. Yount moves to second. It's 6-5, Tigers. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Stubbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Dempsey now catching. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0-3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Trammell is 0-3 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 1-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Deer strikes out. There goes Trammell. The throw from Dempsey to second, and Trammell is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry Gleaton now pitching. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-3 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive towards third. Fryman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gantner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bichette is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bichette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Fielder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fielder takes first base on 4. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Tettleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tettleton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-5, Tigers. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fryman is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Fryman hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Milt Kyler is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kyler takes first base on 4. Dan Plesac now pitching. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Allenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sveum fields it and throws to first for the out. Kyler moves to second. 2 outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Shelby is 0-for-3 in the game. Shelby hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sveum is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sveum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sveum hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Tigers. Willie Randolph pinch hits for Bill Spears. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Randolph hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Shelby. Randolph reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Molitor is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randolph moves to third. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dempsey takes first base on 4. Molitor moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Yount is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Yount strikes out. 1 out. Franklin Stubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Stubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Stubbs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vaughn is 0-for-4 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randolph scores. Molitor scores. Dempsey moves to third. Vaughn moves to second. It's Tigers, 8, Brewers, 8. Paul Gibson now pitching. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gantner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Gantner now playing third base. Dale Sviam now playing shortstop. Willie Randolph now playing second base. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 4 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Trammell bunts towards the mound. Plesac fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Rob Deere batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Deere is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Deere hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Plesac fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cecil Fielder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fielder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Fielder takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. The ball gets by Dempsey for a passed ball. Phillips moves to third. Fielder moves to second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers 8. The Brewers will come to bat. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bichette is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bichette strikes out. 1 out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sviam is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sviam strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Randolph batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Randolph is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Randolph hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Lee now pitching. Travis Fryman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fryman is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Fryman takes first base on ball 4. Milt Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kyler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kyler strikes out. 1 out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Allenson strikes out. 2 outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Shelby is 0 for 4 in the game. Shelby hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers 8. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor hits a pop-up towards first. Fielder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dempsey strikes out. 2 outs. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Phillips is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Phillips strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Deere is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and two walks. Deere hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svium scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers 8. The Brewers will come to bat. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stubbs is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks, Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Vaughn is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gantner is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vaughn moves to second. Two outs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Bichette is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bichette is walked intentionally. Dale Svium is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Svium is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Svium hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. Fielder takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tettleton is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tettleton hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fryman hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dempsey fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Dempsey. Fielder moves to second. Milt Kyler is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers 8. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Henman now pitching. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Randolph hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 4 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Krim now pitching. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Allenson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Allenson hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Shelby is 0 for 5 in the game. Shelby hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops it up and throws to first, with Krim covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers 8. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 6 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freiman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 4 in the game. With two walks, Stubbs takes first base on ball 4. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Stubbs. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Stubbs steals second. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Sheffield pinch runs for Franklin Stubbs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2 for 6 in the game, with two singles. Gantner is walked intentionally. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bichette is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Greg Brock now playing first base. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Trammell is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Trammell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Deere is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and two walks. Deere strikes out. One out. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Fielder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and four walks. Fielder is walked intentionally. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Trammell moves to third. Fielder moves to second. Travis Freiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Freiman is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Freiman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Fielder moves to third. Tettleton moves to second. It's 9-8, Tigers. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kiler is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Kiler hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Kiler reaches second base with a double. Fielder scores. Tettleton scores. Fryman goes all the way around to score. It's 12-8, Tigers. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Allenson is 1-6 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Allenson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Allenson reaches second base with a double. Kiler scores. It's 13-8, Tigers. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Shelby is 0-6 in the game. Shelby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 15-8, Tigers. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-6 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Trammell is 1-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 15, and the Brewers 8. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviem batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Sviem is 2-6 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sviem hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Randolph batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Randolph is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Randolph takes first base on ball 4. Sviem moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 4-6 in the game, with 3 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Sviem moves to third. 2 outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dempsey is 0-3 in the game. With a walk, Dempsey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sviem scores. It's 15-9, Tigers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Yount is 2-7 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 15, and Milwaukee Brewers, 9. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.